we've got to now make sure we build on the last couple of positive results. I said Saturday, it certainly doesn't make us a well-beaten side. So it's important that we knuckle down, continue to do what we've done over the last couple of games, and ensure we continue to pick up points when they're there to pick up.
You left it late. You left yourself a few heart-stopping moments, but as they say, a win's a win.
Yeah, that's all we've talked about. We've talked about just winning games and doing whatever it takes to win the game, and whether you go on and beat somebody 3-0 convincingly or you snatch a late winner, it's irrelevant to us at the moment. We've just got to ensure that we do whatever it takes to win games, and if we can't win, and make sure we pick up points. The team on Saturday showed great resilience, great character to keep fighting, and we always felt that we were able to create chances, and it was just a matter of taking those chances when they come along. And, you know, in the game Saturday, we did that, and it's important we take that forward and hopefully do the same tomorrow night.
I'm looking at the pictures from Saturday, and Stuart Wall, your skipper, got his first goal for the club. He's not very old, is he? And he's the old man of the team.
Yeah, I mean, Stuart's the only man in the team that's got a wife, kid and a mortgage. The rest of them are all young lads that live at home with their parents and, you know, are trying to make something out of the game. So Stuart's been amazing for us all season. I'm glad he's got his first goal because we send him up for those corners. We feel he can be a threat. And, you know, it was a good header. It was a good ball in, a good header. And hopefully he can get a couple more this season.
Speaking of young lads that live at home with their parents, there's a key in your back four.
Yeah, no, there certainly is. And he's also done superb. We brought Evan in, you know, because we felt he was a versatile player that had good experience at this level. And I feel that he's going to go on and be a smashing player and have a great career because he's slotted into the back three as it is at the moment and just looked comfortable at this level. So I think if he continues to work hard and continues to get more games under his belt, he's going to kick on. So yeah, we're very pleased to have that key in the heart of our defence.
And of course his dad's the goalkeeping coach and graced the number one jersey for the Stoops for a while as well. It's great to have that sort of family connection in a club like Histon.
Yeah, I feel that's very, very important, you know, to stick to your roots. They're both local people. Lance has played for the club for many years in the past, and he brings a lot of wealth and experience to the cause. I often, you know, lean on him, ask for his advice, see what he thinks, and then, you know, between us, we try and come up with the best way to take the club forward. So it's smashing to have Lance on. It's great to have Evan on, and it's just a shame we couldn't have Lee as well.
Dunstable away. They may well be in sixth place at the moment, but they're four without a win and they lost 2-0 at Burnham at the weekend. It's possibly a good time as any to get your third win on the spin.
Yeah, you can look at it in that respect. We've got to guard against any complacency. I still feel that Dunstable are the best team we've played so far. But when they came here earlier on in the season, they were just superb on the night. Although we were very unlucky not to take something from the game, I felt that the way we defended and worked for each other, we deserved to take a point, but they nicked a late goal. So we know what their threats are. I think they're fourth highest scorers in the league, so we know they've got a potent strike force, and we know they're going to be coming at us because they'll be at home, they'll be expecting to win. We've just got to make sure that we start the game brightly, put them on the back foot, and hopefully can get them a bit nervous and continue their bad run and continue our good run.
You were a little late out for the post-match interview on Saturday because, as you so memorably said, you wanted to savour a winning dressing room. And if you can bottle that and start like that tomorrow night, it could be a good evening for you.
Yeah, I said that after the game. You know, it was nice just to be in the dressing room with a group of players that had a smile on their face. You know, they'd stuck the music on and we were having a bit of a crack, so I thought I'd stick around and be a part of that for a little bit before I had to come out and do my duties after the game. And we need to try and recreate that. We need to get that winning feeling. We need to get that buzz that you get from winning games on a regular basis. And we'll be doing all we can to try and ensure that we get our third win on the bounce and continue the good run.
And of course, if you manage to pull that off, there's the next game and then the next game. And with a bit of luck, you'll soon be streaking up the table.
Well, the plan's to win every other game and get promoted. we'll be doing all we can to ensure that we pick up as many victories as we can. We felt that a lot of our performances this season have warranted more points than we've picked up. But results don't lie. You've got to be clinical in the right areas. We've done that over the last couple of games, and that's something we'll be looking to build on.